What makes the name of Jesus so wonderful? Well, we probably have a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons that we think of personally. A lot of reasons that we have learned in Sunday school and church and throughout our lives. But something I just thought about. Just what is it that made the name of Jesus wonderful to his Father? I'm talking about Jesus, the man, the Christ, the Messiah, the one who was the Word in the beginning. He's all of those things, but when he became a man, when he became a child, when he was born as Jesus, what made him wonderful to his God, to his Father, his Heavenly Father? And you know what I think really made him wonderful? Is that he became the person, the human God intended him to be. That's the story we hear from Jeremiah, first chapter, beginning in the fourth verse. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And we know how that is possible because we've talked about this before. How we were spoken forth by God before anything in the world was created. We existed as a spiritual being. So God could say to Jeremiah, God could say to Isaiah similar words. God could say to David, we have these recorded in Scripture, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. While you were still in your mother's womb, I consecrated you. I blessed you. You know, one of the great paintings, I think of all the paintings, is the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, painted by Michelangelo. And you have this picture of God reaching out a finger. See, that's kind of what it means. While you were still in your mother's womb, every one of us, God reached out his finger. You almost think of it like, you know, E.T., that little finger that lit up. In some spiritual way, God reached out and touched each of us, consecrated us, and said, oh, you're so special. You're wonderful in my sight. And while you were being formed in the womb, I called you. Before you were even born, I called you to be something wonderful and special. And what makes Jesus' name wonderful is that he was the only human being who has ever lived who became fully and completely what God knew him to be, what God consecrated him to be, and what God called him to be, and without sin. Have you become that self, that person, yet? Have you accepted that that is what will make you truly wonderful to God? When you realize that God knows you, that God consecrated you and touched you and made you special, and God called you to be something special. In my personal devotions, I've been exciting reading the story of Abraham again. And we have a lot of seniors in our church. And to think this man, you know, took off on his journey really late in life. And when he was 100 years old, God said, you're going to have that child that's going to bless the whole world. He died laughing. I'm 100 years old. You're kidding me, God. Sarah's 90. No way. But God told him two times. And then one day in the heat of the day, he was sitting out under a tree for a little bit of relief in the shade, and the Lord appeared to him as three persons. And this is the ancient Byzantine icon of the visitation of Abraham. You know, one, they're depicted as angels, but it said, and the Lord came to him, and there were three angels, three persons in front of him. And so here we have Abraham to one side, the bearded guy, and Sarah to the other side, and God appearing as the Trinity to confirm to Abraham what I promised I will deliver on. What I promised I will deliver on. And this time Sarah laughs, because they said, next time, next year this time, we're coming back and you will have a son. And the church has celebrated the appearance of God as the Trinity. And these types of icons have hung in churches for centuries. And look how similar it is to the Christian icon of the Trinity. This was done kind of in watercolors, and so the colors aren't quite so brilliant. But holding the staffs, very similar. God as Father, Son, Holy Spirit is always reaching out to us. God knows us. God consecrated us. God's called us to be something special. Just as he called Abraham in his latter years to be something special. It's never too late to give who we are to God and let him use it. I know churches that are vital and alive because their seniors have taken on ministries in retirement, and in some ways they're more active than they were when they had secular jobs, because even at that age they discovered their true self in the face of God. That's our job on earth, to discover what God already knows, to use what God has already given, to fulfill what God has called us to be. And this morning, that same God and Father gives us the Son. He gives it to us through the bread and the cup. And by some marvelous mystery of the Holy Spirit, when we take in those elements, we encounter the real presence of Jesus, whom God saw as wonderful because he fulfilled his call. It is my prayer this morning that when you receive the elements, you trust that this God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit reminds you of who you really are in God's sight, and that he be able to call you wonderful because you're fulfilling your call to him as Jesus did. Jeremiah didn't think he could do it. But God says, don't be afraid. Don't worry. I will give you everything you need to become the person I've called you to be. And that's his job. That's what he's done down through the ages. And he'll do it for you. God's got a very specific call for you in life. And I want these young people to hear that over and over and over again so that they'll know you're special, you're precious. And God wants to call you wonderful because you're fulfilling all that you're called to be. You're becoming the self, the person that God created you to be. And it's never too late to begin that spiritual journey. Let us pray. Gracious Father, thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for giving us such a wonderful example in the person of Abraham, that it doesn't matter where along the journey of life we finally give ourselves totally to you and begin to fulfill our call, you can use it at any point. But what a joy it would be for for all of the children and younger people gathered here this morning to discover that early and to live knowing that they're wonderful in your sight simply because they've discovered and appreciate who you've created them to be. And they have a call and a destiny to fulfill like all of the rest of us. And when we meet you in the kingdom, we pray that you'll be able to look at each of us and name our name and say, wonderful. Amen.